The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know.
Aside from the Dave Clark Five, I'd say Eric Morgan. Listen to the pure blues tone of his voice here.
There's a better life for me and you.
Brilliant. Eric Burton, the great Eric Burton right there. Hey, Joe on the radio. And when they were in the studio, I heard that Chaz Chandler played bass. Chaz Chandler, he's that big tall guy in the back, right? He almost held his bass guitar upright. Well, you'd watch him on the Ed Sullivan Show. Stay with me if you're younger. Because this is a great group. And they would go in the studio, and I heard they did House of the Rising Sun in one take in the studio. I don't know that that's a fact, but I heard one take. And then when Jimi Hendrix came out, it was Chaz Chandler who discovered Jimi Hendrix. After the Animals kind of started to break up, Eric went on his own, and Chaz Chandler discovered the great Jimi Hendrix. Said, "Wow, look at this guy," in London, by the way. And they would go in, and when Chaz was in the recording studio, he wanted to be real quick and just be businesslike, like they were in the Animals, and do one take and get out. But Jimi would always, toward the end, you know, Jimi started bringing people in off the streets, experimenting, and that's where Chaz and Jimi had a falling out. And unfortunately, separated Chaz Chandler and Jimi Hendrix. Cause I think Jimi was great under the direction of Chaz Chandler, I always thought. And then that's when Jimi just died, mysteriously, by the way, in a London apartment. And one of the first people to go over, ironically enough, to the apartment to see what happened to Jimi was Eric Burden. So, and they never really found out. They said Jimi did. He died like Mama Cass and a couple of Jim Morrison. A lot of these folks died in their sleep, you know, because they choked on whatever they were, you know, because of the drugs they had in their body. I don't know, Jimi. It was very suspect. Al, you probably know the suspect that day. People feel like Jimi was done in. I don't know what the story is, but
yeah, I mean,
gone
look,
too soon. Gone too soon.
Many of them, you know, experimented with drugs. They drank a lot. It was a time of discovery back then in the late 60s and early 70s. So, you know, I mean, it's...
I'll tell you what, I was right there. And I'll tell you what, rest Jimmy's soul, by the way. Man, he'd still be working today. Elvis, too. Elvis would still be working, filling stadiums.
But Elvis had a comeback, remember? I mean, Elvis was this enormous star and then became enormous. And
the guy.
Started,
the guy.
Yeah, I mean, he went to Vegas, was doing the whole thing.
Nice.
Well, he
That's
was. Nice. What?
Come on.
Listen,
you gotta give the guy credit. You gotta give the guy credit.
Of course you gotta give him credit. Look, but the whole thing, like my eulogy, I want somebody to go on stage. You know, I remember Al, he was a kid, he was thin, you know, and then he discovered, you know, food, get fat, and, you know, he died a fat, happy guy. I mean, that's, you know, that's what I want somebody to say.
You got that, Alex. Write that down for the quote.
I
for the
like
eulogy.
That
duly
that
noted.
Guy,
duly noted.
You didn't know he was a sprinter. He actually ran around the track, was pretty fast, and then he became a fat guy.
You did, man. Long hair.
He used to run sprints. Oh, yeah.
Used to run.
Absolutely.
That,
Wow.
I know people left. They go, you were on the track team? Oh, you threw shot put? No, I ran.
But see, if I look at you, Al, honestly,
yes, fat.
No, I do not see that.
Oh,
people
yeah.
would,
yes,
they
do.
Don't.
Well, then you need your eyes checked. Are I mean, you? Look, are you got every you got everything else checked this week. You know, backwards, forwards, you know, whatever.
I go to the ophthalmologist next week.
Good. Okay. All right. Then take
stay
a good long look
again. Ophthalmologist,
okay?
Dermatologist.
Drop,
if you're an ologist, I am there. I am there.
Right.
Some kind of. I my goodness gracious, yeah. Grand track, Al running track. Do you remember the sketch? And this is not to be rude by any means to you, but do you remember the John Belushi donut
yes.
sketch?
Yes, of course I do.
Was that the best?
Of course I do. It was
Where
great. Yeah, when I work out, he's pulling these chocolate donuts and just swallow them. Yeah.
That was the best sketch.
But I could eat like, see, here's the thing. I would eat like that in high school. You'd eat those things, but because your metabolism was so on the go, it never made an impact. It was after the age of 18. When I got out of high school and I wasn't really working out as much anymore and I discovered the joys of marijuana, you go out late at night, you're eating, you're shoving all kinds of stuff in. And we had this great prank, though, we did to the cops. Speaking of eating, the cops used to come into South Beach parking lot twice a night to bust our chops about drinking.
Yeah,
and, obviously we weren't of age, but, whatever. So one of my friends one night, he's pontificating about something and we're yelling at him to put his beer down because we see the cop. They do a slow roll in the parking lot with a flashlight. And we're yelling at our friend, they're like, hey, put your beer down, put your beer down, put your beer down. And then all of a sudden, boom, here's the spotlight, it's on him. And the cop was visibly upset. Not that he had to give the guy, my friend, a ticket. The fact that he had to get out of the car, he's like, we could hear him. He goes, look, we're here twice tonight, 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock. When you see us coming, put the beer down. Hide it behind
that.
A tire.
He says that.
He was exasperated because he was annoyed. Yeah. It was like, my God, now I got to get out of the car. I got to lecture this kid. So the next night, Saturday night, when they pulled around the parking lot, we all had Oreos and milk. And we offered
great.
The cops
that's
Oreos.
Great.
Like, you
that's
want some
great.
Cookies? And the
that
cop just
great.
Looked at us like,
that is
you.
Great. Here's a breaking story here that what the Biden administration is saying about the Chinese balloon. They're saying it's
actually left over from Biden's birthday party.
No, this is from the Biden administration. No, it was apparently a DoorDash delivery for some Chinese food in Montana. nothing to worry about. It's a DoorDash delivery of General Chang's chicken and. It's right at somebody's house.
Direct from China. He wanted it fresh.
Now don't make
right
jokes. God forbid. And I'm just please don't get offended. Everybody gets so sensitive about everything. Everybody's got to relax. It's ridiculous. We got a communist Chinese balloon over Montana. Nobody's saying anything about it. And we're letting it happen. Oh, you can't make it up. And
here's,
this too.
Here's somebody yelling from the balloon. Number 12. Number 12. Happy family. Is that what you ordered? Can you imagine? I get you. You're all right? Everything
that's
all right?
That's the best. That's the best.
No, because every Chinese restaurant has an order.
Main Street, Bay 24.
No, because everything numbers. You order in numbers. And then they always have one thing. When you see the pictures when you walk in a Chinese restaurant, they always have one plate, and it's called Happy Family.
I got to
tell
you
something. Usually like various types of seafood.
Let me tell you about all the great food. Now, these are the Chinese Americans who cannot stand communist China. So don't, I don't want to. But I got to tell you, I don't know how they do it. Because you can order from Uber Eats. You can order from Grubhub. You can order from DoorDash. You could just call a Chinese restaurant on your own, and by the time, and you correct me if I'm wrong, by the time you turn your phone off, there's a knock at the door, and they're there. How are they so fast? How are they so fast?
There's a place.
God bless them.
I'm not kidding you, Joe. There's a place that's 8 minutes from me. It's the next town over in Rahway. I will order Chinese food.
Yeah.
The woman says, no joke. She goes, 10 minutes. Now, I go, 10 minutes, come on. I ordered six
minutes.
Different things.
Sort of
this
yep.
I'm not kidding you. I pull up in 10 minutes. The order is ready. Boom.
God bless him. God bless him.
Every other place, forget it, half hour. The other night, I ordered a meatball parm and an eggplant parm last weekend. Do you know what they sent me? A foot-long meatball parm. And then the woman goes, now, I called back and I said, look, you forgot to send the eggplant parm. She goes, are you sure? And I go, yeah. I'm looking at the sandwich. It's 12 inches.
Then they fight with you. They fight with you.
No. This was the best part. She goes, hold on a second. Let me check. Puts me on hold. Comes back. She goes, okay, well, we're going to send, when the driver gets back, we're going to send him out with an eggplant parm. Can you give us the other half of the sandwich? I go,
she didn't say that.
I swear to God. I go, lady, that other half of the sandwich, the Gavone here, ate it already. It's gone. You want half of it back? I'll give you half. I mean, really?
Did she really say
Yes. You want the other half back. I said, you know what? Keep the other sandwich. It's all right. We'll all eat meatballs.
You should have made a fake one. You should have grabbed one that was around right. the house.
No, I should have just went, hold on a second. Here you go. I got it. Yeah. Bring them back.
Oh, man.
You know. I mean, hey, really?
You know what? There's so much news. We're searching now. We found Sergeant Joe Paratrice. He'll be with us later. Stephen Moore, apparently. Steve is a great guy, and he could not be with us, so he's probably doing a TV hit somewhere. So we just want to tell you that. So,
he's but on I a want flight. To
say, yeah, let me, he's by, on a balloon.
Last time I'm on a plane. I'm on a plane.
He's
that
on a
it.
Balloon flying over Montana. I love that. Maybe it's just a hot air balloon. Maybe it's a hot air balloon with, I don't know, with David Niven on board.
What was the song? Up and Away.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's great. Thank you. Oh, come on.
I know.
Hey, is this true? ABC was ordered. ABC Television was ordered to pay I don't know what's made up and what's real, so I'm putting this out there, and I have no idea that this is true or not. ABC Television was ordered by the jury to pay $208 million to Roseanne Barr for stealing her show, The Conners. The panel found that the executives at the company purposely exposed Roseanne's bigotry, racism, and conservative theory values. So they could rip her career. Now, is this a sketch from, is this Babylon Bee or something? Check that out, Alex, would you? That's great. ABC paying Roseanne Barr $208 million. I don't know. Looks like it's the real deal. We're going to see. I don't know. Hey, let me go to Stu on the phone while we can. 816 on the radio. But we're going to check in what happened to that poor councilwoman in Sayreville, New Jersey, shot in her SUV. What was that all about? And we're going to have Mr. Bob Hugin's going to get into that with us this morning. I mean, Stu, how you doing? Thanks for calling, buddy. What are you thinking this morning?
I'm thinking someday you may have to apologize to Congressman Smallwell when it's revealed in 10 years after we defeat China in the war over Taiwan that he really knew she was a spy and had revealed everything to the CIA, who told him, Congressman, you're going to have to sacrifice yourself and sleep with a Chinese spy.
We'll
give you the information that we want to pass to them. That'll be disinformation. What do you think of that scenario?
Oh, maybe it was a reverse thing. Yeah, thank you, Stu. I don't know. I don't think maybe, but I don't think Swalwell is smart enough to understand that. This guy, as a matter of fact, I don't know how when you think about the Democrats, and again, former lifelong Democrat, please, I tell you 10 million times, when you put on a TV show, I think it was CNN, and you have Ilhan Omar, you have Adam Schiff, you have Eric Swalwell. There is the trifecta on why not to be a Democrat for me, because Chuck Schumer, and now I always say Senator Schumer has done a lot for the broadcasters in New York, but he plays the game for the rest of the country with that. He goes along with that regressive socialist woke values that is destroying this country, in my opinion, and how he doesn't put some pressure on, how Pelosi wouldn't even think about getting rid of these people, and how, in the name of goodness gracious, they whine and they complain and they moan when Kevin McCarthy, God bless him, rips Ilhan Omar away from the Foreign Affairs Committee. As this girl hates America. She's an anti-Semite. Just look at what she says. And they say, and they're blaming... they're blaming the Republicans for taking her up. Adam Schiff lied over and over and over again. The whole Russian oak never apologized. Now you know what he's doing? He's running for senator. Who are these people that vote for these people? Who are the people that vote for this guy? Are you that blind? Oh, and then Swabble sleeps with Fang Fang, and then he's still out and about on committees. Now, I applaud the Republicans for really showing up and doing everything that, and I'm an independent. I got no skin in the game for either political party, for crying out loud. It's about time. Insane. Absolutely insane. Hey, 20 after 8 o'clock with Joe on the radio, and we're going to find out what happened. There was a unfortunate death of the Eunice Dwumfor, Republican councilwoman. This was in Sayreville, New Jersey, killed in her SUV in New Jersey, in a beautiful little town, Sayreville. And the chairman of the New Jersey GOP is going to join us because, you know, if this was, God forbid, a Democrat or something like that, they would be blaming Donald Trump for this. So I don't know what happened, why she was a Republican councilwoman.
Was it just a random crime? And we will get into it with Mr. Hugin. Nick DeMora on this on the show as well. Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, she was right there watching AOC do her little spiritual dance on the House's floor yesterday. And it, hysterical. Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis and Rick Leventhal as well. Hey, Deb, how are we doing out there traffic-wise on this Friday? It's going to be crazy today. I know it.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. And let's see what's happening. Over in Sayreville, we're seeing volume right now on Washington Road, right into Ernston Road. But the Garden State Parkway moving okay right through Sayreville at this point. Staten Island Expressway eastbound, you're building, getting right out toward the Verrazano Bridge. Watch for slowdowns, Joe, on the Cross Island northbound, heading up toward Jamaica Avenue. It's pretty busy on the Van Wyck north up toward Atlantic Avenue. Eastbound Gowanus still bumper to bumper through 38th. More volume up through the Prospect. Harlem River Drive southbound, that's bumper to bumper down through the 130s. Now over on Jericho Turnpike at Willis Ave in Mineola, a crash over in Nassau County. Southern State eastbound by Wellwood Ave, a stalled car. And watch for some stop-and-go traffic on 287 South Exit 30 into Basking Ridge. We're getting reports of an accident there. Partly cloudy today, high of 32, single digits tonight overnight, plus windy, mostly sunny tomorrow, high of 25. I'm Debbie Duhaime. This total traffic and weather report, sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. All right, it's March 19th through March 21st. It's the 8th annual 21st Century Drug and Violence Prevention Training Conference in Atlantic City at Harrah's, put on by LEAD. Nick's going to join us this hour, Nick DeMora. He's the CEO of Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence. So when you come down to the three-day conference, March 19th to the 21st, we will be broadcasting from down there. You can go to leaddrugs.org. We want to see you down there. By the way, if you're you know, listening and you're from a precinct and you're in law enforcement, come on down. You know, New York could use more of this, I think. And, you know, and we invite Mayor Adams and everybody, come on down, just because you will learn a curriculum, how to put into the schools, how to prevent bullying and violence and drug use. It's something that we need desperately, you know, opposite of what the politicians seem to be doing. LEAD is stepping up and helping out and working with law enforcement, reinforcing the mutual respect, goodwill, and relations between the communities and law enforcement itself. So go to leaddrugs.org if you would. Come on down. We'd love to see you down there. You know, you'll learn so much, and you will be enlightened so much, and you'll learn how to put LEAD and put this curriculum into the schools. But we have a great time. We really do. It's going to be at Harrah's. It's right on the marina. It's going to be beautiful down in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Please go to leaddrugs.org, L-E-A, drugs.org. Sign up for the 8th annual LEAD conference today.
Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate? If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10 a.m., our very own Dottie Herman, vice chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters of real estate. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her terrific team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there's no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. She's a legend. She's the best, period. Tune in to Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 a.m., here on AM 970, The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate. Don't miss it. Saturdays at 10 a.m. here on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor. You got to try Relief Factor. If you go to relieffactor.com, you will see at the website, great website, by the way, and it's got all the botanical ingredients that stop inflammation, like, for example, resveratrol, which is an antioxidant. But I have to tell you, it is something that stops the inflammation and in Relief Factor that causes the pain in your body. So if you call 800-4-RELIEF, you'll talk to some great folks and just get the three-week quick start. Three-week quick start's only $19.95, still only $19.95, by the way. So you get the three-week quick start, less than $20. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. It's 100% drug-free. It's Relief Factor. 800-4-RELIEF. Get the three-week quick start for me, 5 days, boom, out of pain. And you know what?
been out of pain ever since, okay? And a lot of people, 7 days out of pain. 2 days it takes them to get out of pain. And then they stay out of pain with Relief Factor. Start here, please. ReliefFactor.com.
Everybody knows this guy. No, everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Oh, this is nice. I just, somebody sent something of some Frank Sinatra photos for me. They did a nice thing in Wisconsin where it was a veterans affair my friend Captain Frank put together, and they honored all the veterans from the Second World War, and they left it a seat empty for my father. I thought that was so nice. Captain Joseph P. Piscopo for the United States Army Air Corps in the Second World War, so I appreciate that. Now they sent some other memorabilia. We appreciate that very much. Hey, Bob Hugin is chair of the New Jersey GOP. Very, very concerning, disconcerting of what is happening, what happened to this gal in Sayreville. Hey, Bob, Mr. Hugin, thank you so much for joining us. And under tough circumstances, but we appreciate you taking the time with us, Bob. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Joe, always great to be with you, even under these very difficult times. It's shocking. It's an unimaginable tragedy of how something can happen to somebody 30 years old, really in the early stages of their life, and such a high potential, high impact person already in their life, and just hard to even grapple with it, and how sad it is for the people that are so close to her and her family. It's just a time to all in our prayers.
Well, we appreciate you joining us, because law enforcement doesn't want to talk about it, which makes me worried that something is really, was it a crime? Was it a hit? Was it because she was Republican? Councilwoman Dwumpfor is shot in her SUV in Sayreville, New Jersey, a beautiful little community, Bon Jovi's hometown, actually. And do you have any inside information on it, Bob, that you could share with us this morning?
I don't have any inside information, but it's very hard to believe that it was not a targeted, intentional, that she was the target of it. Just the fact from the eyewitnesses and the people that described the person running away and all that. It's also, even though she's had such a bright start to her political career, I have a hard time believing it was something related to that. But with the issues that go on in different communities, and hard to understand, but it seemed to be targeted. And such a person with such unbelievable potential, and I didn't even want to get into the things with the opportunities that she was having, discussions that people had with her about a higher office and things. Just a committed Christian, a committed person to really helping her community. Everything she did down there was designed to make life better for people, and have her life snuffed out like that is just so horrible.
Yeah, tell us about the councilwoman, about Eunice. You knew her, you met her.
I met her. I didn't know her well, but I have to tell you that when you think about Sayreville, you think about what a great town it is. It's a prototypical New Jersey town. It's a middle class, hardworking, education focused, people really living there to help move their family up, and that's why she moved there, to give her daughter and her family a chance for even a better life, high quality life from what other places she had looked at, and then be involved in politics to help make her community better. And there were conversations going on what she could do even more. And when you think about the realignment of the parties, she really had the potential to be the face of the new Republican Party, of really working people and making a difference in people's lives. And she stood for those things and lived a great Christian life and advocated for that and did everything for other people. It was about other people. That's why it's so sad for everybody, but especially for her family, and they're all in our prayers. It's unimaginable.
And so I don't want to do conjecture here, but we've had a problem in New Jersey where a lot of these, and we've been really good crime-wise in New Jersey, certainly in the great cities of Newark and the great cities of Camden, but they're sending gangs in to steal cars. I wonder if this had anything to do with it, because it was an SUV, but we have no word on anything, Bob Hugin, correct, on what caused this?
We've heard nothing, and we've been pressing to make sure all the resources are there, and we do believe that whether it's local, county, state, and federal everyone's going to be involved, because the significance of this is just so, you know, not just a personal, but it has implications beyond it. But just for her own, and how do you have closure if you don't bring these perpetrators to justice? This is unacceptable if we don't. And I think everybody's going to rally around together to make every resource available to apprehend them. And I think the fact that there are people that can identify the people, and that it was such a visible, and the amount of bullets that were used, there's going to be a lot of forensic evidence. And so I'm optimistic they're going to bring this to closure relatively quickly. That's just a hope and an expectation, but they better, because her family, she deserved to know the answers and celebrate her life. And it just so
struck a chord to us in Jersey. It says, you know, it's a you know, folks, we have 9 million people in New Jersey about, but we're a very small community, and we're just remembering Eunice Dwumpfor, a great gal, councilwoman, just slain in her SUV in a beautiful town, little town of Sayreville, New Jersey. And we'll try to figure out what happened there as the news unfolds. And Bob Hugin, kind enough to join us, chairman of the New Jersey GOP. Bob, while you're here, I think folks listening are going to want to know where are we going with the GOP in the state of New Jersey. You know, Jack Cittarelli, a close friend of mine and yours, will be going back, running for governor again. I guess, can I ask you this, Bob, on a much lighter note, if I may, is Jack going to be primaried within the Republican Party? Are you feeling that, Bob Hugin?
I want to tell you a couple of quick things, Joe, because I know you're such a follower and expert on a lot of these issues. And give people a good opinion on these things, very important. I do think there's some positive things really happening in the Republican Party. First, at the national level, we had a very contentious election for the chair of the Republican National Committee. And I think regardless of what happened in the outcome there, whether it had been whether Harmeet Dhillon would have won or Ronna McDaniel actually won, I think they got the message. Listen, the party's changing. It's a working class party. And the way we do things have to reflect an attention to those people that are we need to speak for us, and how they speak for us, and the things they say, and the policies we embrace. So I think Harmeet, who would have done a great job as the chair, I think Ronna really got the message, and we're going to see a different type of party in terms of how we operate. I think that we're still going to do a lot of the same things we did in the blocking and tackling, et cetera, do them even better. And then in New Jersey, we have so many things going on. This is the year we have the full Senate up for 4 years this time, because the redistricting delayed the new districts until this election. The last 2 years ago, we had all the Senate and the Assembly up, but we used the old map because the census was delayed, et cetera. So now we have a new four-year term for the Senate and for Assembly, and they're all up, and it's a fair map. Democrats and Republicans, unlike the gerrymandered congressional map, Democrats and Republicans agreed on the map, so it's a fair map. And we have a real chance to make a very significant advance. And I think that's why we're having so much turmoil. We're an inclusive party. We've got a lot of people looking at different views, and different people looking to, because we're actually now have the potential to govern and at least be a part of the governing, and not just be ignored by the governor for the last, you know, 5 years, 6 years.
Yeah.
So we're optimistic. We got a lot of new candidates coming out of the woodwork. We're going to see primaries this year because people are going to argue about who should be, and we're happy with the primary voter making the decision who the candidates are. And then come June, we're going to kick butt, and we're going to do great in the Assembly and the Senate. And that's going to position us for 25. And I'm very confident Jack Cittarelli is going to run. I suspect they're very clearly, no one else has announced, they're definitely running. But if you look at other people out there, they're doing things that candidates do in preparation for running.
Yeah.
And other people have been telling them they're going to be candidates. So I think we're going to see a race, but it's going to be clear that the state needs to move in a different direction, away from these past six, eight years of just destroying kids' education, making the state more unaffordable, changing the character of our state, and about being proud of our history. And so it's time we get back and deal with the crime in our communities, educate our kids, make the state more affordable, and let good people to office.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, too, Bob, if I may? Bob Hugin's the head of the GOP in Jersey. You know, Robert Auth, our friend, Assembly Robert Auth, you know, and he said, you know, he started doing mail-in, conquering mail-in balloting, because that's where we're getting beat, I think. I mean, I'm an independent, but anything's better than what the other side, the Democrats, are putting out there now. It's just not working. But can we get a handle on that? Get mail-in voting? Can we conquer that? Because, man, I don't know how the Democrats keep winning, but it seems to be stemming from the mail-in voting. And I don't like that. I like to show up on voting day. Bob Hugin, I mean, the old days. Remember that, man?
I wish we'd make Election Day a holiday and say everybody's going to freaking vote on Election Day,
exactly,
and that's it.
Exactly.
But the reality is they put in this law of like 10 days of early voting, and you can they print the ballots for November election on September the 18th. So the campaign is like half over by the time it starts.
That's right.
And so,
that's right.
And so, but I'll tell you a couple things happened that we've got to figure out how to do a better job on. That in 2008, we both agreed to move the presidential primary earlier, you know, Clinton versus Obama, and thought there would be a competitive Republican primary. There hasn't been a competitive Republican primary in New Jersey for a long time. And if you wanted to vote for Hillary Clinton or against Hillary Clinton or for Barack Obama or against Barack Obama in the primary in 08, you had to register as a Democrat. Democrats did an excellent job of converting those presidential people into not just voting in presidential elections, but voting vote by mail in the off-year elections.
Mm.
We didn't have the same surge in registrations. We're starting to build back now again. But we've got to convert the 1 in 4, what they call 1 in 4, somebody votes only in presidential years, into voting off years. And the easiest way to do it is to educate them and to say, if you vote by mail, it's easy for you. You don't have to worry about it, and just do it, and it's done. The other thing is early voting. We have two problems that happen with some of this stuff. One, we didn't get as many people registered, so you don't know when you have independents, so they're going to vote Democrat, vote Republican, so it's hard to go out and make sure they vote because you don't want to encourage somebody to vote and turns out they vote against you. But then we had the election fraud, and election integrity is so much better than it has ever been. The last couple of years, we've put incredible resources into it, so people shouldn't be afraid to vote by mail. Their vote's going to be counted by one Republican, one Democrat. We're going to get it done, and we are focused on this. Bob Auth, everybody has different plans, but we're bringing everybody together. In fact, there's a big meeting today about it. We're going to do much better, and that's going to help us a lot because New Jerseyans want our values. We're common sense values, not this crazy crap that's out there now.
You're right. Bob Hugin, thank you so much. Great chat this morning. And thank you for stepping up for Eunice Dwumfor and, showing your love in that regard to the late councilwoman now. And hopefully, if you hear anything, please give us a call, Bob. We appreciate you checking in with us.
Thanks.
All right,
thanks, Joe. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir. Bob Hugin right there. Joe on the radio. Nick DeMauro is going to join us. 877-970-2999 if you want to weigh in. Big Al is in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
24 degrees at 837. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Advocates for congestion pricing in Manhattan are pushing back against critics at a rally yesterday. Transportation advocacy groups and New York elected officials gathered at the George Washington Bridge with the federal government soon set to announce a decision on the plan. They say critics have offered no alternative to reducing congestion while at the same time raising money to upgrade and repair the subway system. Congressional members in New Jersey and the Hudson Valley recently unveiled legislation that would block federal grant money for the MTA unless drivers already paying bridge and tunnel tolls are exempt from congestion pricing. A Monmouth County judge has given his permission to recount for four communities next week where election results were counted twice because of a problem traced to the voting software. The recount will be necessary in Belmar, Fairhaven, Ocean Township, and Tinton Falls. The Monmouth County Election Office filed applications for the recount last month. In sports, Knicks snapped their two-game skid. They beat the Heat at Madison Square Garden 106-104. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Traffic slowing down this morning on 21 southbound at Route 3, getting into Clifton. It's an accident, 280 eastbound, heavy over the Stickle Bridge in Newark. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic as you head over to the Hudson River crossings. The inbound side of the Holland Tunnel, about 10 to 15, still moving okay at the Lincoln and over at the GWB. Watch for stop-and-go traffic on the Deegan North by the stadium and up toward the Cross Bronx with construction. Also seeing delays southbound Deegan right at at the Cross Bronx. It's a three-car accident. Stop and go on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound into the Verrazano Bridge. Remember that upper level is closed because of windy conditions. Let's take a spin, see what's happening here on the island. Traffic slowing down on Jericho Turnpike in Mineola with an accident being cleared. Checking the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 32, single digits overnight. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 27. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Sponsored by Jackson Hewitt. Everyone knows time is money, so don't wait weeks for the IRS to send out your tax refund. Go to Jackson Hewitt instead for up to $3,500 with a no-interest, no-fee tax refund advance loan. Want money now instead of later? Get to Jackson Hewitt today. For eligible clients, loans by Republic Bank and Trust Company. Details at jacksonhewitt.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about my friend Steve Perillo. Once again, creating an intimate offer for you. You are part of this AM 970 family, this radio family. Honored to have you with us, by the way. And we want you to take this unique Perillo tour. And with yours truly in attendance, I'll be with you every step of the way, as I always am. Are you sitting down for this? You ready? All right, 3 nights in Rome, seeing all the important sites in Rome, like the Vatican, the Colosseum, the Forum, and a special dinner performance, a very, very high-end, classy dinner performance. I don't want to say beyond the people, but this is going to be a really special night. That's right in Roma. Then we fly directly to Sicily and spend 3 nights in Taormina. Next on to Taormina's Godfather tour, visiting the medieval villages of Forza d'Agro and Savoca. And you can see that famous bar, Vitelli, where Michael Corleone asked Apollonia's father for her hand in marriage. Remember that? Next on to Palermo for 3 more nights before flying back to America. Rome and Sicily, a great customized, very high-end trip. Remember, a Perillo tour is a stress-free, escorted vacation where you do not lift a finger. That is the Perillo way. The tour dates are October 18th to 28th. I will tell you, my friend, it's selling out as we speak. So you got to call Janice. Any questions that you have, it's October 18th to the 28th, 800-431-1515, 800-431-1515, or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
Orange basketball looks to snap a 3-game skid and take the season series with Boston College. Saturday's game tips off in Chestnut Hill at 5. We have Orange pregame at 4:30 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University basketball.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. And when I tell you I get the opportunity, the privilege, the honor of meeting the Gold Star families who had loved ones putting their lives on the line and losing those lives and leaving young children behind, leaving the spouses behind without their loved ones, I tell you, that'll break your heart. And the Tunnel to Towers steps up, right up, pays off the mortgages of these Gold Star families. And then I have the privilege of being on stage at the, I'm talking about the Tunnel to Towers 5K run and walk, you know, last Sunday in September, that magnificent event in the name of Stephen Siller, lost his life after running through the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, you know, only to perish in the South Tower. And you meet these catastrophically injured veterans. They are so inspiring. And you sit and you talk with them. And they are, the Tunnel to Towers builds them smart, these smart homes so they could live more independently like they deserve. And then the homeless, they build over 1,500 homes for the homeless veterans. How about that? In 2023 alone, we want you to help out, and it's only $11 a month. And I've seen this organization in action for almost 20 years now. This is the nonprofit that truly helps those who put their lives and limb on the line for us every single day. the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Go to t2t.org. $11 a month, all we're asking. And you know, and I know you've done it before, so we appreciate that. But if not, please visit T, the number two, and then t.org. And thank you for always being there for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Hey, Joe on the radio. So I tell you about law enforcement against drugs. Well, Nick DeMauro is the lead guy, executive director and chief executive officer of law enforcement against drugs, host of Battling Drugs and Violence with the lead guy. That is Saturdays at noon, airing then on AM 970 The Answer. Hey, Nick, welcome back to the show. How you doing, Mr. Lead Guy?
Hey, Joe, how you doing, buddy?
We're doing all right, man. Listen, tell us about, we've been getting everybody down for our big event March 19th. March 19th down at Harris. We want everybody to register.
Big, yeah, we got over 400 people registered already.
Holy,
it's going to be a great, yeah, it's going to be a great, great, great event. We know we got one, just, we have actually have a hypnotist. An actress famous. Her mother was Debbie Reynolds. I'm sure you remember that name.
Yeah, sure.
And we're excited. We're gonna have a great time. With the organization's growing leaps and bounds, and it's just we're real excited. You know.
So you got what we have down there is when you go down, we will teach you the curriculum to put into schools that Nick DeMauro really came up with the concept of, which is great. And then it's at Harris, and then we have fun. We got the piano players, those the dueling piano. We got those guys back, right, Nick?
Yeah, they're back. Absolutely,
that's going to be
absolutely
fun.
They're back.
Some other, but you know what? It's a lot of fun. But boy, that curriculum that you have created, Nick DeMauro, is spectacular. But tell us what's happening about the big game event at MetLife Stadium on February 12th. That's for lead as well. Tell us about that, man.
Absolutely. We're partnering with the NFL Players Association, and it's the big game, right? And we're in conjunction with the Jets. We have MetLife Stadium. So for $100, think about this. For $100, you get in the coach's club. You get a full typical Super Bowl meal. And you got to go on the field. We hired a company to, you can kick field goals, you can punt, you can throw passes
on
the field,
and
the game is going to be broadcast right on the big screens on the field and inside, obviously in over 30 screens, and all the sponsors get their logos all over the place when they walk into the stadium.
And
you don't have to park to get into MetLife Stadium. Is that amazing? You don't have to pay.
Oh, you're kidding me. You just pull. This is great.
You pull and it's right all for, in.
That's
$100. Where are you going to get that? You make $25 goes to lead. $75 is the cost of the event for us, right?
Fabulous. Well done.
It's a great time. It's a big game. And we're excited about it.
This is great. You got a silent auction going on. And I tell you, this is February 12th. And if you go to leadrugs.org, leaddrugs.org, and you can check out all the information. This is going to be exciting.
Actually, Joe, they can go directly to the Lead Fest, theleadfest.com.
Oh, cool. All right.
And register. Theleadfest.com. And they can register for $100. Great deal.
That is great. Tell us what he got on the show for us tomorrow at noon, Nick.
Oh, we have a hot one tomorrow. We have the legend of the icon legend of Wall Street, Joe Grano.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Joe's going to be talking about the southern border and immigration issues and his opinion. And then we also have the president of the IACP, John Letney, a chief from Georgia. So he's the top head of all the chiefs throughout the world. He's going to be on the show tomorrow, 12 o'clock.
You know, I'm speaking, and I wonder if you're going to know everybody there. It's for the Police Chiefs Association. It's in July, and they booked me for a Sunday, and it's at the Kalamahari, that place in the Poconos, you know. And I bet you you're going to be there, Nick. I'll see you up there. But I love we support law enforcement with all that law enforcement is going through. We thank you for being a cop. Thank you for your service, Nick. And it's great that you're taking law enforcement, bringing in the community. And let me just if I may, Nick DeMauro, it's February 12th. You go to leadfest.com. LeadFest.com. LeadFest.
The Lead. The Lead. The Lead.
The. How do you spell the? No. And then you go to, an Atlantic City. You go to leaddrugs.org for that Atlantic City event. That's going to be
correct.
Great.
Sorry about
Nick,
that.
Thank
guys.
You. And you got Nick Jr. running the phones today, so we appreciate that too, my friend. Nick, tomorrow, we'll be listening tomorrow at noon. It's Battling Drugs and Violence with the Lead Guy, and that's noon tomorrow on AM 970 The Answer. I'll see you out there and see you in Atlantic City, and maybe I'll see you at MetLife, my friend.
Hey, take care, pal. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Nick DeMauro right there. Hey, Joe on the radio, a lot going on. Oh, my goodness gracious. That's going to be a lot of fun. You can kick field goals and stuff, get right on the field. That sounds like fun, right?
Yeah.
Now, you know, you get on the field at MetLife Stadium. I love that. Hey, Deb, how are we doing? It's Friday. This is nuts. Mm-hmm. That means traffic out there. Friday, February 3rd already. Mm-hmm. Freezing today and tomorrow.
Yes. That's for sure. I got to bundle up. That's for sure.
I
got
to battle the Midtown. I'm doing something for Fox today.
Right.
Fox yes. Nation, we do that. Who can forget that show that is very, very popular now? So happy to do it. But, battling Midtown. It's the last thing you want to do on a Friday. So it looks bad. It's bad now as we speak, yes?
Oh, yeah. But the Hudson River crossings are actually not that bad. So getting into town from Jersey at the Hudson River crossings, pretty light right now. We are seeing a lot of volume, Joe, as you head over to the FDR Drive southbound, though. A lot of volume getting down through the 60s and in toward the 50s. Some volume as well at the Queens Midtown Tunnel and the Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge getting into town. Let's see what else is going on this Friday morning. Traffic is moving slowly on the Pulaski Skyway outbound at Broadway in Jersey City with an accident there. 21 south at Route 3. It's an accident over in Clifton. And watch out for some pockets of volume this morning on the Deegan. Deegan southbound right at the Cross Bronx. It's a 3-car accident. Traffic is also slowing down LIE westbound at Old Nichols Road with a collision. 84 E6 at 19 in Middletown. An accident there. Partly cloudy today. High of 32. I'm Debbie Duhaime. This Total Traffic and Weather Report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors and all sizes. Now on sale, for example, the queen size, regular price $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code. Order now, as there is a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The MyPillow Percale sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use promo code AM970 to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970.
This is Dennis Prager inviting you to join me for an extraordinary travel opportunity that will be the highlight of your year, maybe a highlight of your life. Mike Gallagher and I are headed back to Israel this October for the Stand With Israel tour. Join us along with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours, as we uncover important geopolitical sites and show you Israel's significance on the world stage. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com to register or call 855-565-5519.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today. Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Empire State Bank, that's where you got to go. You know why? Empire State Bank is your hometown banking choice at a time when hometown banks are being gobbled up by large and personal corporate banks. You know that. If you want to be treated with respect, you want to know your banker's first name, you want he or she to know your first name. Hey, how are you? That kind of thing. Well, Empire State Bank is part of your community, not just a branch there. Empire State Bank is there for all your business and personal needs. This this here. This is what I love about Empire State Bank. Is when you go in, you will feel so comfortable, but you are covered from business and personal checking and savings to online banking and mobile banking. Empire covers it all right in your community. And if you need business guidance, Empire State Bank has knowledgeable and friendly business relationship managers who will come to you when it's convenient for you. Now, locations are all throughout Staten Island, Brooklyn, and Queens. Phil Guarneri standing by, Jeannie Sarno, Tom Esmeralda, the family that is Empire State Bank, part of your community. You want to check out, please, ESBNA.com. It's Empire State Bank, ESBNA.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the Friday Funnies on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
If you ever come to Los Angeles, I go to a church called West Angeles Church of God in Christ. We have a good time there. You'll see the Pointer Sisters, Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder comes in every Sunday, 20 minutes late. And they bring him right down front. I told him, I said, Stevie, you got to stop coming here 20 minutes late every Sunday. You don't need no front row seat, no way. I told the ushers, put him in the back facing the wall. He won't over there. Tomorrow.
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
George Wallace, man, funny as ever. John Woodward is in for doing the weather for us today. Hi, John, how you doing? How we doing weather-wise? Going to be freezing today, colder tonight, huh?
That's right. Freezing conditions through really the start of the weekend tomorrow. Very windy as well. And despite some sunshine today, temperatures falling into the teens this afternoon. Wind chills near zero later today. And dangerous cold tonight. Clear skies, very cold, very windy. The low six, but wind chills as cold as minus 10 to minus 20 tonight. Still windy and cold tomorrow. Clouds and sun, high 26. But the cold air doesn't last long. Much milder by Sunday. Partly sunny with highs rebounding into the mid-40s.
All right. Well done, John. Thanks so much. So everybody's got to bundle up as you're out and about today and tomorrow. And because the winter has been very, very mild. It is Friday. It is February 3rd. It is coming up to 9 o'clock. And right at the top of the hour, Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis was there yesterday when they went on a rant. The Democrats went on a rant because Ilhan Omar was taken out and ripped off of the, and I say that in a nice way, of the Foreign Affairs Committee. And they complained about it. And they said the Republicans are racist and they're against Muslims and they're against women. And they went on and on and on. And thank God Nicole was right there keeping the peace down in the House of Representatives, when not to forget what a bigot Ilhan Omar was and how anti-Semitic Ilhan Omar and the whole squad is. And they cannot be out of there and off these committees quick enough. Yes, sir.
And just real quick, the jobs report came out at the bottom of the hour at 8:30.
Yeah, thank you.
America's employers added a robust 517,000 jobs in January, with a surprisingly strong gain in the face of the Fed Reserve's aggressive drive to slow growth and tame inflation. With higher interest rates, the unemployment rate has dipped to 3.4%, a new half-century low.
Yeah, so, well, you know,
they added a lot of jobs, which they were not expecting, and unemployment is well under 4% here.
I know, because that is a logical progression from after the pandemic. I don't want to hear it. All I know is what I'm paying for propane at my house. All I know is what I got to pay for eggs at my house. When does that stop? And all I know is people don't want to work anymore because they're given freebies. So I'm not going to be distracted by this. Good news is good news, but this was cyclical after the pandemic. Why can't we be back when inflation was under control, when we had the greatest economy in 50 years, when my 401k wasn't suffering like it is now? I'm not buying any of it, but I don't mean to be negative. Listen, Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, right at the top of the hour, and Rick Leventhal on the show. Rick's got a great book called Chasing Catastrophe. You don't want to miss my friend Rick Leventhal and Congresswoman Malliotakis. Coming right back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.